The FAA has said that by 2020, there'll be nearly 7 million drones in US airspace alone regularly. The communities underneath those drones, they have a vested interest in knowing that, that operations are done legally.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now this whole world is startup and tech crazy. You got to check out Hack Reactor. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take it that much further, Hack Reactor is the trusted environment to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. We are in Dublin, Ireland, meeting the most extraordinary women in tech. And with me today, I have Susan. Hi.
Hi, Esprit. Thanks for having me along.
Of course. So go ahead, introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your company.
Hi, my name is Susan Talbot, and I'm the co-founder of SkyTango, which is a global operations marketplace for drone operations.
Okay, how in the world did you get involved in the world of drones? I mean, everybody loves drones right now.
It's a long story. I was living in the Midwest in the US for 16 years. And myself and my co-founder came back to Dublin. It seemed like when everybody else was leaving, it was during a recession, 2012. And we had over 40 years experience in film and television production. And when we came back to live in Dublin, we thought, no problem. We'd have several Emmy Awards under our belt. So we thought it wouldn't be too hard to break into the production community here. But as it turned out, it was. So we needed a differentiator. And my co-founder was an avid RC remote control enthusiast and a director of photography. So it made sense to put the camera and on a drone. We bought a drone and we started knocking on doors. And that was significant enough to break into the production community here. So we operated as an aerial filming company for several years. I think we were the fourth licensed operator in Ireland. And we came across, or during the course of that, we had some inherent problems between trying to operate as an aerial company in the production community, because it felt like it was the black and white of aviation ran headlong into the gray of production. So there were some pain points, which we built some software to solve for our own company, and then we pitched it as a scalable product.
And when did you create your company?
We created the company in 2015. We pitched it to the National Digital Resource Centre here in Dublin, and we were accepted onto their Launchpad program.
Incredible.
And we won their liftoff competition in December.
To lift off with a drone.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
which was very exciting at the time. And then we've spent the last 18 months really growing our brand and becoming thought leaders within the industry, because it is it's an emerging market, so funding in over this side of the pond is a little bit more difficult,
right?
Because of that, we're in due diligence now for a seed round, so we're looking for bigger and better things in the very short term.
How often do you go to popular media areas such as like New York and Los Angeles? And I mean, do you ever go there because you have like I feel like that's where all the drones are.
No, we don't. We haven't. We've traveled to Washington. We were one of the companies that participated in the 1776 global competition, the Challenge Cup. So we went to Washington, which was a great place to be that close to regulators and legislators.
Right.
So that was a great experience. We have not been West Coast. Most of our efforts have been focused in Ireland and in the UK. We've been to many drone conferences in both places. We're branching out into conferences both in Europe and in Australia. And hopefully we'll be talking at NAB in Las Vegas.
And that's the National Association of Broadcasters.
Yes.
And 1776, tell us a little bit about what that is.
1776 is, they're a VC out of Washington. They also are thought leaders within the startup communities and I believe an accelerator themselves. They run, they have a particular bent with companies who have a social aspect or are heavy into the regulated space. They run competitions globally, or they have in the past. They ran one here in the NDRC, which we then went on to the London leg and competed against companies from Europe. And then we went on to Washington. We didn't win the Washington pitch, but there were some incredible startups there.
When did you first fall in love with technology?
Well, I've been I went to film school here in Dublin, and I was I was an editor for many years, a freelance editor, and I suppose that's when it began. It was my I'm naturally an introvert, and sitting in a dark room editing was actually quite zen for me. But I loved the technology aspect of it too. You know, the dealing with digital files and manipulating images on a computer. It's always been a passion.
So I'm going to do something different because our incredible editor, Matt, is a filmmaker as well. So can you share with us on this Women in Tech podcast a few editing tips that maybe he'll be listening right now saying like, oh, my gosh, that's great.
Oh, gosh. Matt, especially for you. My specialty was long format. So I worked on a lot of documentaries, both as an offline editor and an online editor. Tips. Get heavy into the story. Really try to pick out the story, and no matter how short or how long a scene is, get to the essence of it and really try and find what the story is.
Is there any particular like mindset or strategy? I know Matt is incredibly passionate about storytelling. That's why I feel so honored and grateful he's our teammate on the podcast, because that's what matters to me on every episode as well. Is there anything that you'd recommend, like maybe a viewpoint in how to tell the most eloquent story?
I think the most beautiful stories are the most simple. You know, one of my favorite artists to listen to on from a story aspect on podcasts is Ira Glass on This American Life. And I just find him, it's just so calming and it's almost mesmerizing just listening to him.
Right.
And the simplicity of his language is beautiful. And how he takes you on this journey from beginning to end. It doesn't have to be, the stories he tells aren't necessarily exciting as such, but he makes them he makes them feel exciting, and he really takes you there. He's got to be one of my favorites.
So there you go, everybody. I hope that benefited not only Matt, but you guys too listening. For those of you, I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk just said at the Dublin Tech Summit that every company, I think he said this at a lot of different places, every company, no matter who you are, needs to be a media company. And behind every piece of media and content, you need to tell a story that's engaging, that's magnetic. And so it's an important skill for all of us to learn is how to be great storytellers and story sharers and create something of value for everyone receiving that information. So where do you see your company going? Like what's the grand vision?
The grand vision for SkyTango for us is to be the go-to marketplace for aerial content, but not just any aerial content. We're about compliance and about doing it legally. In Ireland, regulation is changing globally, and it differs from location to location. And doing it right, doing it legal, like the FAA, the Federal Aviation Authority, has said that by 2020, there'll be nearly 7 million drones in US airspace alone regularly. The communities underneath those drones, they have a vested interest in knowing that operations are done legally and compliant.
So on the very basics, so like I said, Matt's a filmmaker. So if he wanted stock footage of any aerial view, he would go to SkyTango.
Yes, he could log on to SkyTango and he could buy it as stock footage. Or if we didn't have it in our library, which is growing all the time, we are a startup. He could actually go in and log in as a buyer of content, and he could search for a drone flyer within the region that he wanted to shoot, and he could negotiate prices and he could order bespoke stock footage that way. We're not only a library for stock footage, we're actually a booking engine for drone operators. We connect drone operators with content buyers globally.
That's, I mean, it's really, I, drone. One of my favorite YouTubers, Casey Neistat, is a drone connoisseur, and he uses drone footage all the time. And watching his videos all frequently, drone footage is so incredible in telling a story. It's phenomenal for transitions or just to kind of maintain a beat of a story or to set a framework for a story. It's really a beautiful part of creating a video. Yeah.
Yeah. It gives it that extra wow factor. And totally. It's one of the advertisements that we put out recently was that, you know, every story has two sides. Well, we know there's three.
Yeah.
So, totally. But I think also with regard to aerials, one of the important aspects of them is to, you know, and I probably shouldn't say this, but it's to not overuse them. Use them if they push your narrative along. Mm-hmm. If they don't use them.
100%. How large is your team right now?
We have three full-time working with us and two part-time. And then we have a few interns doing social media with us as well.
And what's your, I could answer my own question. I was going to say, like, what's your goal within the next year?
Within the next year, it would be to develop better platform. Close our seed fund round, which we're in due diligence right now, and develop out our platform, develop some native apps. We want some validation tools to deal with aviation authorities to build that out as well, and just to grow the marketplace.
How can people support you? Everybody listening right now, like, this is about being a collaborative community and we support one another to accelerate forward. What can we as listeners do to support you?
Oh, well, if you're a drone operator, sign up. It's free. If you're a content buyer, go in, check us out. If you can't find what you're looking for, order it or try and connect with a drone flyer in the location that you're looking for. Follow us on our blog. We have a very popular blog based around the drone industry itself.
And where is that? How can they access that?
They can access that at skytango.com blog.
Awesome.
And just follow us on Twitter. It's always a good one.
And where can people connect with you personally? Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter. I'm on @SkyTangoTeam is our Twitter handle. And otherwise, it's Susan@SkyTango.com.
Phenomenal.
I'm not getting close to 100 emails a day. And I do at this point try and answer them all.
That as every founder should always do as much as possible for as long as possible. At least I think so. Thank you so much, Susan, for taking your time to share SkyTango. I think SkyTango is going to be an extraordinary resource for every filmmaker out there and every company that just wants to tell a story through video. They can easily access, you know, great footage that they'd have to buy an expensive drone otherwise and learn how to operate it, which is really hard to do.
Yeah. And it is, as we get further into it, it's going to be more and more regulated. So learning how to fly one properly is an advantage.
100%. Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. You guys, if you want to connect with more awesome women in tech, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. That's womenintechvip.com. And to connect with me, tweet @WomenInTechShow or @EspritDevora on Twitter. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks, Esprit. Bye-bye.
To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech show is a WeAreTech.fm production.